Now, it's 25 years since the turn of the millennium, and around that time, there would have been loads of reports in local papers about people burying time capsules. Well, one has just been dug up 25 years on. Sean Furlong is the former principal of St. Joseph's National School in Dunard in County Wexford. He came up with the idea. He's on the line now. Hello, Sean.
Good afternoon, Ray.
And Joanne McCabe, who was a student back then 25 years ago, is on the line now as well. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, Ray. Lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too. Were you fifth class, sixth class, or what were you back in the day?
I was sixth class at the time.
Sixth class, okay. So people can do the maths at home and figure out what age you are now. Sean, you spent most of your teaching career in St. Joseph's.
Yes. I was fortunate to go in there as a young teacher in the 70s. And I retired in 2009, so I had a long and fruitful career teaching as principal there in Dunard National School.
How big a school is it, or was it?
It was a four-teacher school, and then as time moved on, we got learning support and we got resource teachers and SNAs and special needs assistants and that sort of thing. So basically, it was a four-teacher school with all the ancillary bits and pieces that a school would have.
Right. Whose idea was to bury the time capsule?
I think that was mine. I suppose I was listening to a lot of people talking about all sorts of madcap things to do for the millennium, and I thought of something that might be meaningful down the line. And originally we had thought about maybe putting it in for 50 years, but I was probably a little bit selfish and I realised that I wouldn't be around for that. So
yeah, fair enough.
So I decided to bring it back to 25, which I thought it actually worked out much better at 25, because all these wonderful young adults came back into the school on the 29th of December to open up this time capsule, which was nice.
And what did you put into it back 25 years ago?
Right, okay. What I asked them to do was to write a letter to themselves 25 years hence, and that their parents would also write them a letter, and grandparents wrote them letters, and some of their older siblings, and I even heard some of them got aunts and uncles to write them letters, what they would like for them in 25 years' time. They were all given an envelope, and they were all to put a few little items that they valued themselves into an envelope, and it was all gathered together, and that was sealed in a particular box and very well sealed. And then they were asked if they wanted to have any other items that they wanted. Some of them buried essay copies, some of them buried confirmation booklets, that sort of thing. And all that was put into a big plastic container and buried in the school grounds.
Right. So Joanne, you were around 12 then. Were you?
I was, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was just gone 12, yeah.
So you're now 37.
37, yeah.
A lot of water under the bridge.
A lot of water under the bridge, absolutely.
Now it's in the townsland, is it? The parish of Powell Pasty, is it? Is that where you are?
Powell Pasty, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I would imagine you've seen your classmates over the years, on and off.
Do you know, we wouldn't have had massive contact. For most of us, we were in a rural area in County Wexford, so we all travelled on a rural school bus into New Ross for secondary school, albeit different schools within the town. So we would have all kind of been together as a group until probably about 17. And then really, to be honest, with very little interaction, right, or, you know, a lot of people went abroad or travelled. You might bump into someone the very odd time, but we were even remarking on the day how rare it was to even just pass each other in the street, you know, that it didn't happen often in the last 25 years, which is
nuts. So it was a class reunion of sorts as well then?
It really was, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Like, for a lot of people, we might have heard to the grapevine where they might have ended up, or if they'd got married or had a family, but we hadn't seen each other since. So it was lovely to reconnect and hear where everyone had ended up and to look back at the memories and have, you know, the innocence of our stories and our kind of boldness at the time.
Yeah, we get to those. I'm wondering if you can come back inside your 12-year-old head there and you know, the principal comes in and he says, we're going to do a time capsule and it's going to be dug up in 25 years' time. When you're 12, 25 years on is like, it's an eternity, isn't it?
Yeah, it did seem like, gosh, this would be so long coming around. And then even in the last kind of 10 years, it was always something I personally, and it was kind of clocking going, oh my God, that's actually tipping around faster than you think, that we'll have to do this, we'll have to dig up the treasures. Right. It wasn't quite so long that I forgot what was in there, but I suppose, but you know, the reflection was kind of like, gosh, I wish at the time I knew the gravity of what we're a part of and maybe made more effort.
So what did your 12-year-old self put into the time capsule?
So for me, I had in a little cardboard hairband with 2000 on it that I had used to ring in the new year that year. And actually I was with at the spent New Year's Eve for the millennium with my best friend at the time, Sarah Keogh, who was in the class as well. And she had put in the same hairband and a note kind of explaining where we were at the turn of the millennium. And then I had handmade a little address book where we had everybody in the class's name, address and actually phone numbers, which even the prefix of the phone number.
Look, GDPR, we've a problem with GDPR here.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that now.
Thankfully, the prefix is completely out of use in County Wexford now, and there wasn't a mobile number to be seen. So that was funny to look back on. And then we also had, I had like everyone's autograph and what I had called a little best buddy list, who the cliques were at the time and what how that had changed over the years and stuff as well. So it was interesting to look back on. And of course, as Sean was saying, the letters to ourselves, and we had even a little diary of the month of December of what was going on in school at the time, or some of it was so basic, but it was entertaining to read all the same the day.
And what did you write to yourself? What did you write to yourself?
So my letter, actually, this is gas right now because this is a real full circle moment for me, being on with yourself. Because my biggest ambition at the time was heavily influenced by the Den.
Right.
So I had in my letter that all I wanted to be was a cartoonist like Don Conroy. And I was obsessed with Don Conroy at the time, and I sent letters into yourself. Actually, 25-year-old bone to pick, my first picture to make it onto the air was my first day of secondary school. So probably about 6 months or, you know, 9 months after this time capsule. But it was shown
on there.
My first day. It's like, I missed it and I never got a dent.
All
pack,
right. So well, I wasn't there, so I can't take, you can't blame me.
So you can't fix it.
Yes, I was gone since 1998. So
yes. Bummer. So Don Conroy and being an artist was my big ambition. Right. Time, which is gaslit. It's not where I ended up, but it is something I still enjoy and I'm still kind of passionate about painting when I get a chance.
Great. And Don would be delighted to hear that. What did you end up doing then?
So I currently own and operate my own music school, so Colavace Performance and Music School. In a way, I suppose I'm in the creative world still, or even I was looking back, there was mention of wanting to write children's books as well. And since that, I run drama classes, so I'd often be writing little scripts and stuff for them. So I suppose it kind of influenced a little bit where I ended up, but I ended up in music probably within a couple of months of the time capsule going down. I kind of found the love for that.
Great.
So it changed quite dramatically.
Yeah, so Sean, you wrote a letter as well.
I did.
Addressed to the class, the fifth and sixth class of the year 2000. You mentioned them all their, I'm looking at Nigel, Olivia, Leanne, Katie, Lisa, Kieran, Joanne, there you go, you got to mention there, Sarah, Sean, Michael, Cullen, Gary, Marianne, Michael Murphy, Laura, Mary, Connors, Brendan, Mary, Nolan, Aoife, Geraldine, Emer, Emma, and that's all the names there. And then you go on to say, just read this, that... oh no, you don't have it. I don't have it. So you're going to say, so what I do wish for you, and this is you knowing that this will be read in 25 years, and what you wish for them in the intervening years, simply peace, you say. To be at peace with yourself, the people around you, and the world itself. To value yourself and to treat yourself with respect. There's a very important word. To rise each morning and greet the new day with excitement and gratitude. To cope with all that life brings your way. To walk tall and proud and always remember... who you are and where you came from. Dunard in County Wexford. That's were you disappointed or surprised or did you recognise yourself from 25 years ago, Sean, in that letter?
That's a very difficult question, Ray. Everybody moves on, I suppose. But yeah, I would have recognised myself there. I would have had, I suppose, every teacher standing in front of a class, they wish only the best for their children. And that's what I would have wished for them as well. And without being too heavy about it, is you would know that life is going to throw curves at them, and you would hope that they would be able to deal with it and work through it and come out the other end a stronger person. And that's what you would hope for them all.
Mm.
And I suppose that was wonderful to meet up with them on the day and talk to them and reignite with them. Some of them I would have met occasionally over the years. Quite a few of them I wouldn't have met from the day they walked out of the school in 2000. And it was absolutely wonderful to meet up. We met up there at 3 o'clock on Sunday the 29th. We spent about a half an hour meeting and greeting and talking to everybody. A couple of our former teachers came back. Elma Knighton came, Elma O'Dwyer came all the way from Cork. Julie Breen came down from Kame. A couple of the teachers, unfortunately, have passed on, and they obviously weren't there, and may God give the grant them peace. But it was wonderful for that half an hour, 40 minutes, before we went out to dig up the capsule. And equally, the two men who dug it on the day for planting were there to take it up with us on the 29th.
Yeah.
And then we distributed the stuff in it, all their bits and pieces, their letters, their manuals, their copies, everything else that they had in it, and that was distributed. Obviously, some of them are in Australia, some are in England. Well, their parents came to collect the stuff for them there.
And I'm sure, Sean, you know, like some of the teachers have died, so too would some of the parents and grandparents whose letters were featured in the time capsule.
Grandparents, yes. As far as I know, all the parents are alive and well, thank God.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah.
So, grandparents, yes, but not parents.
Not parents, but nice to have.
Thankfully, all our pupils are hale and hearty.
Great.
And that was wonderful to see. But it was wonderful for me to reconnect with them, but to see them reconnecting with one another.
Yeah, yeah.
And we adjourned to, we stayed in the school for photographs and that sort of thing until about shortly after 5. And then we adjourned to Mannion's just outside New Ross for a meal together. And we sat down there at 5:30.
And I'd imagine all the old war stories were told. Do you remember when Mary did this or Joanne did that or whatever? Yeah, yeah.
Would you, and so, they weren't always very kind to me, I must admit.
Oh, right. There was a bit of slagging there, which is nice. It's sort of getting their own back.
It was absolutely wonderful. I'll tell you how nice it was. I was the first to leave at 11 o'clock.
Right, there you go. They were enjoying each other's company.
They were, very much so. Yeah. It was absolutely wonderful to see them reconnecting and having a chat and reminiscing over things that had happened and things that have gathered legs and all the rest of it.
Yeah. You'd recommend it anyway if anybody was thinking about it, because I know you had reservations and you were a bit nervous about what it would be like, but it proved to be a huge success.
Absolutely,
which is great.
Yeah. It's exceeded all our expectations.
Great.
It really did.
I have your letter in front of me, Joanne. It's so cute. It's so cute.
The innocence of it. Yeah.
And here's the final paragraph. I hope my best friends now will still be my best friends in 50 years' time. I wish I could stay in touch with all my classmates too, but it would be impossible to keep in touch with all of them. Anyway, that's all I have to write. See you in 50 years, hopefully. Love, of Joanne McCabe, age 12. So there you go.
I didn't even have the years right.
No, you didn't.
That's so much attention 12-year-old Joanne was paying.
You have to put your letter back in and dig it up in another 25
exactly,
years.
Exactly, in my own garden.
Well, listen, lovely talking to you, lovely idea. Sean Furlong and Joanne McCabe, thanks. Mind yourselves. Bye now. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.